Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
Part of being successful is asking questions and listening to the answers, by Anne Burrow. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about questions and answers. We've had some listener comments and they had some questions for us. And you had a good first one, Stephanie.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm doing. What are we working on right now? Sorry. I had a brain freeze there for a second. What are we all working on?
Anyway. I'm staring at Julie.
Oh, I know. And I'm like
thinking.
It just totally left my head.
Well, I'm working on a new piece. I'm going to start a kangaroo.
Oh.
But in my style. But I can't decide if I want to keep it in the Berry Perry.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about doing it in the Berry Perry style. Purple.
Hey,
purple kangaroo.
When does Pantone come out with a color for next year?
Next year.
Oh, no, seriously?
Sometime in fourth quarter.
Well, sometime. Okay.
Yeah, it'll be at the end of this year for next year.
Yeah. I'm dying to see what it's going to be like next year.
I know, I am too.
I'm hoping emerald green.
I've heard blue was really popular in the marketplace last time.
Oh, there's
really?
Lots of blue.
Light blue. I don't know.
There's lots of blue and lots of red in the fashion shows that just happened.
I love red. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what are you guys working on?
What am I working on?
Okay. I got something I'm working on. So besides painting, and working on pet portraits, I got this program. It's called Social Bee, like BEE.
I actually referred a friend to that. Actually, two friends to that program.
Yeah, I am loving that thing. I loaded it up with 100 posts in one day. And I noticed Facebook for some oddball reason is taking it and actually is showing it to people.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it because I went to it because it's also works with Pinterest.
And, that's cool.
Yeah.
I know my two friends that ended up signing up with them love it.
Yeah, it's amazing. I had a support call with them last week just so they could show me around. And the other neat thing is they have these things called concierge services. So
that's what they signed up for.
Yeah.
Was the concierge services.
So let me ask you, is it cheaper than Tailwind?
I think a whole year was about $190.
Or HubSpot or?
A whole year was about $190.
Because it looks like they work with Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Google, and TikTok.
Yeah. And I got it for Facebook, Pinterest, and Google, my business. Mm-hmm. I've made the decision not to really bother with Instagram. I've never gotten involved with TikTok, Twitter, not worth my time.
Twitter, you have to do at least 12 posts a day, if not more.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
News network. I can't do that. So, but yeah, I'm loading that up and just kind of trying to understand it. And I'm seriously loving it. Loving it. Scroll down. They've got lesser.
You
costs.
Need to go to individual plans.
Yeah, that one's
We're looking at it as we're doing.
I think I'm in the bootstrap one. Bootstrap for best for solopreneurs. That's the one I'm at.
That's really cool.
Yeah, I love that thing. It's amazing. So that's what I'm.
That was the price of admission right there.
Yes,
there
I
you
know,
go, guys.
And I forgot about it because I've come across it at some point and referred two people to it to check it out, and they both loved it.
I've heard about it because I'm making a point to actually go through all my training in Kajabi before I actually go and get into another program. And there was this girl who showed me it, and it was Visibility Vixen is her name.
Oh,
very cool.
But thank you, VV.
I know. But I don't really remember her name, but it's Visibility Vixen. And she was just
cool.
Awesome.
So do you remember, are you working on anything new or are you just trying to catch up and finish
the month? I'm still just trying to catch up. I can't think of anything new I've started.
That's okay. You have a lot going on.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so it's still plugging away at what I've been plugging away at.
Well, our artist spotlight for this episode is Katrina Berg. And it's Katrina with a K, K-A-T-R-N-A, what?
Did you? You skipped you again.
Did you skip you? No, she went first.
I'm doing the purple kangaroo.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Okay, we are just like off.
We're off, off today. Okay.
Off our game today. Sorry.
I don't want any of this to be edited out. I swear.
No, it's going to be edited because this is how our brains are working today.
I'm sorry, audience. You get the ADHD version of us today.
We've got loads of brain farts for you. Welcome to the crew.
But our creative that we wanted to spotlight, we actually have a call with Katrina like once a month. She's in our Pod Sisters. She's amazing. She does have a podcast and she has some fantastic artwork.
Love her.
It's Katrina Berg. It's KatrinaBerg.com. KatrinaBerg.com. And she has a great little Instagram account. So you guys can go follow her there. Yeah.
She's really gotten into the reels so well.
The videos. Yeah. She's got two cute little boys. And
she's got a big family.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Look at that.
I think there's
one of those videos. She had two of her boys making gessoing her. She gessos these things.
Yeah. Well, she has all of these pieces custom made.
Yeah.
All the panels that she paints on has them custom made.
I know. They're amazing.
And she really is.
But look how
goes
cute
from
he
beginning
is.
To end.
Yeah. Super cute. Yeah. No, she does have a big family, doesn't she?
Yeah.
It's just a beautiful studio.
Oh, I love that studio.
Yeah.
And you can see it on when she has a Spotify account where it's called Candy Colored Podcast, Candy Colored Studio.
Candy Colored
and you can
Studio
actually podcast. See it on the Spotify video and on YouTube and Rumble.
Uh-huh.
And I just love watching
there's your podcast. It's on iTunes. You can catch it on anything. Candy Colored. Super cute.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's our artist for this episode.
Mm-hmm. Hey, before we dive into today's topic, I actually made a gift for the artists or listeners, and that's the Art Business Checklist and Video Guide. This checklist actually outlines what you need to do every day, week, month, quarter, and even year. The purpose of it is hopefully make your lives a little bit easier as you're defining your art business. You can go to StephanieWeaverArtist.com/art-business-checklist to grab that free guide now. Again, that's StephanieWeaverArtist.com/art-business-checklist.
So we're going back. So we have some questions and we're going to answer them from our listeners. And you had a good one.
Okay. So
I don't know if I have an answer for it, but anyway, they can ask.
Rosemary asked, what is the biggest challenge you have faced while starting to become a professional artist?
Hmm.
I know for me, it was actually claiming to be that and not, feeling like an imposter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just did business cards for myself, just a name, because I'm in Asheville or in Birmingham.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what I'm doing, but at least so they have my contact. And I put on there artist.
Oh,
good
my gosh,
for you.
That's awesome.
Yay.
I actually put artist on there.
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
I love it.
I do.
That's awesome.
So I claimed it.
Claimed it. Yeah. What about you? What was the biggest challenge you faced?
So for me, it's probably not so much claiming I'm an artist, but believing it.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Imposter but there are periods of doubt. Like some days you're just I'm on fire. And then the next day.
It's yes, only the best of the best. And I know what I'm doing. And then the next day you wake up and you're I'll just stay in bed.
Yeah.
I feel kind of not so much.
Yeah.
But I think claiming or not claiming it, but believing it.
Yeah.
Okay. For me right now, it's taking my artwork and scanning it in and prepping it to put online.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
The Photoshop type stuff. Is that it?
Yes. And it's not that I can't do it. I don't know. I think there's just so many steps to it because then you have to make sure you got the right pixel and then you put it up into Gutenberg or Printify, Printful, or whatever, because you got to get the canvases to put in. And it's like, are you doing a 10 by 10 or an 8 by 10 or eight, you know, what size are you doing it in? And I'm like,
can't we just like, you know, blink it like I dream a genie?
Yes, exactly.
Or I have them stacked over here and they should not be on the floor. Please don't tell Jim that's where they are. Please don't. I'll put them somewhere else. I promise, Jim. But to actually, like, painting is half, not even half the work.
Right. Right. It's not. It's the easy part.
Oh. That's the best part. I hate shipping so much.
Yeah. I mean, it really.
So that's for me, that's my hurdle that I'm going to have to work in a habit. Yeah. I've got to create a habit for that.
I think it's easier over time too, I think.
It does. Yeah. And I think what's most important, as soon as it's done, scan it. It doesn't mean they have to do anything with it then, but at least it's already scanned in and ready for you to do something with.
That's so good. I have like a stack of, I've got a folder that says, I forget what it says, but basically it needs to be scanned and it's not for sale yet. So I've got a whole folder and then I'll just batch it.
Yeah. But I usually try to scan it in immediately after it's done.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm doing watercolor, so it dries a lot quicker than you guys with oil. But as soon as it's done, then it gets scanned and it goes into a working files folder under whatever the artwork is called.
Now, you mentioned to me the scanner that you have. Is that the scan? Like, what scanner do you use?
I use an Epson V19, which is now, you can't get that one now. I think it's a V39 now.
Oh.
But it's like $100 scanner. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And is it fast? Me one.
Yes, it's fast. I gave Rachel the Canon one that I had. The reason I upgraded to the Epson.
It's bigger.
No, it goes to a higher resolution, and I was able to manipulate what resolution I wanted in the computer.
Okay.
With the Canon, it was whatever its default is what it is.
Remind me to ask you a question about that, because when I do scan that in, it only allows me to go, so like I can't choose a file. It just goes to my computer.
Okay.
Hmm.
So that Epson allows me to pick my resolution. So if I want to scan something at 4,800,
because that's
small.
Huge.
Well, but if it's small and I did a small painting and I want to be able to blow it up.
And eventually put it on a quilt.
Right. I need it at 4,800 or 2,400. So that's why I upgraded from the Canon one, was because I needed it to be much bigger. Because
this one does 300.
No, that one does 12 or 2,400.
Oh, mine only does 1,200 and it's like so slow.
Yeah. No, I mean, it can be slow. I mean, you know, obviously it depends how detailed the work is that you're scanning and how big of a resolution you're scanning it at.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Mine usually take, you know, a couple minutes to go, but I don't find it slow just because I'm scanning at such a high resolution.
Hey, this is going to be a good topic. Yeah. This will be a good topic. Tech talk.
Yeah.
But what are our apps and our technology that we use? That's another good question.
Rachel's referencing in Positive Painters art business program. We have a tech talk every 7 weeks where we actually talk about nothing but tech, your triumphs, trials, and tribulations, all the teeth.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Anyway, just a reminder, but yeah.
Cool. Well, I've got a birthday coming up. I might ask for that for my birthday.
Yeah, it's like $120. It's not very expensive.
Well, I'm getting a scanner and Botox. Those are the two things I want for my birthday, but we're kind of getting... Botox is the bomb, baby. But we're kind of getting off topic.
So I think it was claiming that we're an actual artist.
Yeah.
For all of us. Okay. So Janine asked us if we work in themes. Do we have themes for our artwork pieces? And I do.
Yeah. You do too. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I do. Now I don't like sit down and do the whole theme. Like I don't technically consider myself working in a quote unquote collection, but I will create something and then I'll come back and probably create something to go with it later.
I don't I mean, I do have a theme with my pop art. Like, I specifically did a Star Wars theme. Mm-hmm. And then I specifically did vegetables one time. And then I did fruit. And then I did animals.
Right. Yeah.
And then I did purple. And like, and working, like, we did those drinks.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Or, you know, so it'd be fun. But I'm not always. So, like, right now I'm doing Christmas in July. And I worked on some Christmas lights, which was going to be kind of a standalone.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
Theme. So my overall theme is probably animals. Mm-hmm. Yeah. In general. Yeah. Because that's just what I like. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a short answer.
Yeah. That was a quick and good answer. And then Jean asked, what is our favorite time of day to create?
Mm. So if I had to pick a time of day, I would pick morning. I think starting.
Do you always get morning though?
No, I don't. Yeah. But if I had to pick a time, like I just, you know, to sit down and come and paint because I can get lost in it.
Yeah.
And afternoons would be my second, when I'm kind of quote unquote brain dead, and I just want to get lost in pain. Paint or draw or whatever it is.
Yeah. What about you? Do you have a specific time?
I'm going to go exactly what Julie said. Because, like, if I can get started in the morning, like, I think about, like, our coffee and create and the positive painters.
Yeah.
That just sets your day right.
Yes, it does.
For me. Yeah, and for you, too.
Mm-hmm. And definitely.
I really enjoy that. So, I think morning would be my, like, ideal time. But I don't. I will take it when I can get it, honestly. Yes.
Yeah. And for me, it's going to be in the afternoon, because in the morning I try and do my routines. So just, you know.
Are you a morning person?
Huh?
Are you a morning person?
Well, getting stuff done around the house, I am. Uh-huh. Like emptying out the dishwasher. I listen to a book or I read a book. I take 20 minutes to read and make the bed and. I've been trying to create a morning routine for myself. So I'll eat and then I'll come in here and like, oh, let me finish on this. And oh, let me just paint her nose out. And this isn't working or whatever. So mine's in the afternoon. And especially because I'm part of the positive painters community and I do your classes.
Yeah.
And we paint on Wednesday nights, which I love.
Yeah.
And
Friday mornings,
but it starts at 11.
Yeah.
So it still gives me time to do a little morning routine and that's perfect. And then sometimes I paint on Saturdays and I don't really paint on Sundays. I don't know why. Don't ask me. My Sundays are kind of like, done. You know, I'll read or John and I will watch TV or I'll just do nothing. Right. Or I'll catch up on trash TV.
Trash TV.
I love that.
That's your day to check out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely my. Huh. So, yeah, that's for me. I'm in the afternoon.
I tell you, that's one of the reasons why I'm absolutely loving doing that art show at Providence every Saturday. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is 100% dedicated time to just me painting. Mm-hmm. But I paint and talk about art and pets. And so it's like perfect. But yeah, 6 hours of painting.
That's getting some enjoyment out of that?
I totally am. Yeah, because I mean, you're painting, you're talking about pets and art. It's great.
What are the hours?
Although it's freaking hot right now.
Yeah. Yeah. What are the hours? Like 10 to 3, you said?
It's from 8 till 2.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And you're set up by 7:45, and I've got my setup down to a science. That's just good. You know, it takes us 15 minutes to set up.
Wow.
And do the kid, like your family stay with you or do they go with you or just you?
Ben will help me set up the tent and set up everything. And then they go home. And sometimes the kids will come back with him. And it's always so much easier to put up the tent with 4 people. But yeah. And then we go out to lunch afterwards. Late lunch. If everybody comes. But otherwise, it might just be Ben and me putting things back together.
Oh, and there's a pizza place right there, too.
Yeah, the pizza place and Taco Mama.
Taco Mama's right there.
That's good. So good.
I know. That's my favorite.
And Edgar's.
Edgar's. I get their breakfast like every morning. I get their every Saturday. Yes. That's another little treat that I do myself.
So, hey, if you're standing like outside day. All day in yeah. the heat, you can have a little Edgar's, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I learned that's when I started wearing sundresses. Mm. And because they're cool.
Yeah.
And I mean, last Saturday, I literally had sweat just rolling down my back. And I even have a little fan. I got a fan from Amazon blowing on me.
Wow.
I don't know how you did that. John and I, we went to Nashville Friday night to see a friend of ours play. And he didn't start until 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
From 7:30 to 10:30. And we were sitting, sweating.
Mm-hmm.
Like doing nothing.
Yeah.
And you're like,
so hot.
Yeah.
Well, that's what, like every Saturday, I'm just wiped afterwards because even though I drank like 32 ounces of water, I'm dehydrated.
The temperature's been 96, 97, 98. Right.
Yeah.
And heat index is higher. Mm-hmm. And, yeah.
I can't believe, but you have a tent.
Mm-hmm.
Was there any breeze whatsoever?
Sometimes.
Do you have electricity that you could plug in a fan or anything?
Well, the fan that I got is actually a chargeable fan, and you can get them on Amazon. And yeah, and it's got like a light, it's a little camper fan. And it's got these little bendable legs. So I put it on the tent itself and I have it like blowing right on me as I'm painting.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. But I enjoyed that time and I look forward to it almost every week because I know that's dedicated time to paint.
That's cool.
But it's funny, like I'm making up one painting and, you know, like I was, I had to redraw the hummingbird like three times because I'm like, okay, it's too big compared to the fox, too big. So I was like erasing. And then I finally got it to about the size I thought would be right. And like, I'm starting to paint and everything and people are coming behind me and watching me and, you know, doing that switch from creative brain thinking to being able to talk to people. And I'm like, hold on, let me think. And I said, so I paint and I teach people how to paint. What would you like to do?
I was going to ask you how that works. Cause like there's a moment when you're painting or when you're creating where you are in the zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then to have someone come up and go, hey, what are you painting?
Well, the funny thing is nobody does that.
Oh,
they just stand there and watch until I realize somebody's there. And then I go and like it takes me a good probably 30, 40 seconds to switch the brain to being able to interact with somebody.
Right.
And on an intelligent level. And I actually tell them, like, hold on, it's taking me a second to figure out what to say. And they appreciate it. And they want to know about the
painting. Well, I'll tell you when you did that dog bear on the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
That was the one thing everybody loved and commented because you were painting.
Yeah.
A painting then.
Yeah.
And I think people really enjoy to see the creative process.
Yeah. Because so many people don't think they're creative and they enjoy watching somebody who is create.
Yeah. I can watch people work all day.
So I can watch this people work all day.
Exactly. But think about how much, you know, I love watching like YouTube videos of artists creating.
Exactly.
And, that's like one of my favorites.
So I think, and just having you right there in person, it would be neat to have Ben film you.
Oh, yeah.
Or to set your camera up for time lapse.
Time lapsing. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I'll get a Tylenol. Time release. Nice. Time. Time lapse. Set it up where your fan is and just have it film you all day.
Yeah.
I know. I've thought about that before, but then I'm
think you should.
You know, it's just one more thing.
Yeah.
And I'm trying, as much as I would like to be out, you know, present on like social media and all that stuff, I don't want to think about it all the time. You know, having that and having to think about all that, it makes me feel like I'm living for everybody else instead of living in the moment.
Yeah.
And that's probably not the right way of thinking, because as a art business person, I'm supposed to be also promoting. But there's at some point where I'm just like this. I'm doing this for me.
I think it's better to be in the moment.
Yes.
Well, one, with your painting, and then two, with the people who are like admiring you.
Yeah.
Maybe one day, because when I get into low mill, my plan is to have dedicated time to create there every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and just have computer time like Monday and Tuesday.
That would be great.
And
there's the plan.
Yeah, that's the plan. So back to the question about the favorite time of day to create. Me, it's any time. But
yeah, I mean, I really do create any time too. So yeah. I'm more in a mood to paint at certain times.
Yeah.
But when I took photography in college, and the professor then also said, always keep your camera with you. Right. Take pictures when you feel like it. Take pictures when you don't feel like it. Take pictures when you're happy, when you're sad, when you're mad, whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's the same way with creating anything, I think.
Well, and I think the art of creating, as we've been visiting these architecture schools, which our son is all about observation. It's not so much that you need to take all the AP classes that you possibly can. It's that you need to take classes to learn and observe different things, the different ways people interact, the different ways that, and I think that's the study of art is, you know, to be a better artist and a better drawer. Yeah. Drawer. Somebody who can draw better. You need to be observing all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I think that's, you know, part of it.
Yeah. I think that's great.
I know Ben, he's talking about us hiking the Appalachian Trail at some point.
And he said we?
Yeah, he said we. So in the meantime, so he's kind of looking at us starting like small trips, like small day hikes type thing. And I'm like, well, my plan is whenever we do this is to paint along the way. But I got to thinking about that. I don't want to lug around my oil painting supplies.
Your backpack weighs
20 pounds.
For painting.
Yeah, just for oil painting. So if I want to be able to, you know, hike and carry the tent or whatever stuff we need to take, which obviously I'm not doing any research on this. And so he's totally doing all the research. I've got to learn how to paint and basically watercolor, get better in watercolor. And so when we have those stops, I'll be able to use that time to just impromptu pull out the little watercolor kit, which is little tiny and awesome.
Yeah.
And just create because that's
more sketchbook creating than it is. And then you have those to reference to make your bigger paintings.
But you know what? I kind of like that. It's going to be like a totally different thing for you.
Yeah.
And the fact that your watercolor is going to be, it's a different adventure, different experience. And I love it that it's going to be in a different medium.
Yeah,
yeah.
I do too.
It's going to be so light and compact. I actually bought a couple little, like 3x5 type of watercolor paper things so that I can start trying to do this even around the house or out like waiting car ride or line. I even thought about, you know, at that Providence thing, you know, how can I just paint real quick, like all these tents?
Right.
It's part of little snapshots of life.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be fun.
Problem is I'm overthinking it right now. And I think that everything that needs to be perfect. Yeah. And it's not going to be.
No.
Art, as we know, is not perfect.
No.
Well, these have been some great questions. Thank you for commenting and asking us and messaging us. We always love hearing from you guys. If you have any more questions, always let us know. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.